So less than 2 weeks ago, Kansas City got some national attention when the city council voted on a resolution that passed 11-1 to be what they are calling a sanctuary city for the transgender community, basically saying they'll defy state law when it comes to things like genital mutilation, potentially, or hormone therapy for children. And that is a bill that is likely going to be signed in the law by Governor Parson here over the next few weeks. So I figured, well, we should welcome on the top law enforcement officer in the state of Missouri and ask him what the state can do, what they're going to do, whether or not what Kansas City did has any legal basis to it. So let's say hi to Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General. Mr. Attorney General, good morning. How should Kansas Cityans be viewing what its own city council just did about 10 days ago?
Well, this is an illegal act by a city trying to usurp state authority and set policy that it has no legal right to do. And certainly that's not going to happen on my watch. I think if anything, I've demonstrated a willingness to go after local officials who refuse to enforce the law. We scored a huge win in St. Louis on that last week when we forced out the Soros-backed prosecuting attorney who was refusing to enforce state law. So, look, there are tools in the state's arsenal to deploy against local officials who try to undermine state law, and I think I've proven a willingness to do exactly that. This is an important issue. I mean, look, this is a stain on the history of a great city. Look at how lobotomies used to be viewed. In the 1940s, they were all the rage. This was a popular, you know, approved medication, a medical procedure to treat depression and other mental health disorders. And they would go in and cut out people's brains, and it caused permanent damage. And now we look back at that as nothing short of mutilation. And history's going to view this issue the same way. And so this is a stain on the reputation of a great city. And we've got to push back and fight back to protect kids here in the state of Missouri.
So what does this look like? I guess you have to wait for Governor Parson to sign a bill that would technically make this illegal in Kansas City to go ahead with this trans sanctuary thing, right? Is that, are you kind of in a holding pattern where you've got to wait for this to be illegal in the state of Missouri for then Kansas City to officially be defying state law? Or are they already doing it?
No, that's right. I mean, look, they've just expressed an intent to de-emphasize enforcement of something that isn't a state law yet. So the trigger line will be once the governor signs the bill and the law becomes effective. That'll be the trigger line for more substantive action. But I'll tell you, good thing they telegraphed their intention to us so we have all this time to prepare, right? I mean, what a tactical blunder. I mean, they're so blinded by their woke activism that they don't stop to even think about, number one, the children that will be harmed. Number two, that they're now co-conspirators in this attempt to mutilate children. And that history will not look favorably upon this. I mean, it all starts with a lie. And that's something that I've been hammering since I took office. This is all a lie. There is a lie that this is approved procedures or medication to treat gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria is the mental health condition that kids come into these clinics with saying, hey, I'm confused about my gender. And then the clinics race to administer puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and irreversible surgeries before they start with administering traditional mental health services like psychiatry and psychology. So it's all premised on a lie. The lie is that this is approved healthcare. It's not. There are zero FDA approvals or clinical trials demonstrating the safety or effectiveness of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to treat gender dysphoria. And you know what should happen? Every single kid who has undergone these kinds of treatments, who has suffered from it, who says, I can't reproduce now, I can't have a physical intimate relationship with someone of the opposite sex because of I was mutilated as a child, they should come before the Kansas City City Council and say, look at what happened to me, and now you're encouraging this to happen to other children. It's disgraceful.
So Attorney General in Missouri, Andrew Bailey, is joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. What would you expect the state to do? I mean, you mentioned that you can now prepare for all this because the City Council did signal their intentions. What can you expect? What can Kansas Cityans, common sense Kansas Cityans, expect the state to do when it comes to basically making sure that Kansas City is not going to be one of these sanctuary cities for child mutilation?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, the city does not have the legal authority to set this kind of policy. So it's kind of a nothing burger at the end of the day. They can't actually do anything. But what the problem is, they're encouraging this idea that undermines the rule of law. You've got elected officials who are supposed to be enforcers of the law, you know, saying we don't want to enforce this. We don't like it. Well, that undermines the rule of law. So from a philosophical standpoint, this is damaging to our democratic republic. They just, if they don't like the structure, change the structure or advocate in favor of a bill that you can live with. But don't say, well, I don't like that the people's elected representatives passed this statute, so I'm not going to follow it. I mean, that's just the poor form, and it undermines the rule of law. So, there are a lot of different mechanisms available to the state. There are, there are lawsuits. There are funding issues. There are a lot of different avenues the state can take to ensure that the laws are upheld. Cities are a creature of the state. Unlike the relationship between the federal and state government, states existed before the federal government, and the relationship between the states and the federal government is codified in the United States Constitution. So the states exist independently of the federal government. The same is not true of cities. Cities exist pursuant to the state. So there's a different relationship between state and local governments.
And as I understand it, I mean, the doctors that do any of this stuff or any doctor in this state, I mean, they are credentialed by the state, right? Not the city. So they would be potentially risking their license, which could be revoked by the state. It doesn't really matter what Kansas City says.
Well, and that's exactly right. And that's kind of my point is that, these are state laws. They're not municipal ordinances. The city can de-emphasize enforcement of their own ordinances, but not a state law. They have no legal ability to do that. And you're right. The doctors, clinicians, social workers, all licensed by the state and subject to license censure by state authorities. And these are state criminal statutes. And like I said, we just scored a huge win in the city of St. Louis for removing a Soros-backed prosecutor that refused to enforce the state criminal code. So there are mechanisms the state has at its disposal to remedy these types of situations. And shame on these leaders they're for buying into this lie, for propagating the lie, and for putting this stain on the history of a great city.
So it's safe to say then the Attorney General's office is well aware of what Kansas City is attempting to do. And your office is going to be all over this once they are officially defying state law, which will have to come after Governor Parsons signs the bill that the legislature sent him in the law. But you guys are going to be on this and unfortunately on Kansas City for what it decided to do.
No, absolutely. This is not going to, we're not going to allow this to happen on my watch. Missouri needs to be the safest state in the nation for children. We're not going to allow sanctuary cities for gender mutilation and child abuse. That's not going to happen on my watch.
All right. Well, Mr. Attorney General, we appreciate you. We appreciate your time on a Monday morning, and we'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure, on this issue and others. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Pete. All the best to you.
All right. Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General. Good to have him on the show here.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
KCMO Talk Radio.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.